Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. Now, Jesus is still here delivering his Sermon on the Mount, and Jesus says, "Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. For they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add even one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? Oh, ye of little faith. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. And then here's the key right here. Here it is. You ready? But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, in conclusion, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Wow. Doesn't this just take a deep breath and just picture your heavenly Father knows what you need, knows what I need. And if he takes care of the lilies of the field, if he clothes, you know, if the grass is taken care of, if the birds are fed, then won't he take care of you and I? We were created in his own image, he said. And after he created everything else, he said it was good. And when he created man, he said it was very good. Therefore, why are we worrying? Why am I worrying? Why are we stressing? Why are we letting our energy, our emotion, our time, our focus get distracted with things that we cannot change, we cannot control? The majority of the things that we worry about, we can't even control. And the few that we might have some influence over, most of the time, those things aren't even going to come to pass. Our worst fears won't even happen. You see what I'm saying? A majority of everything we're stressing about doesn't even matter. Ask yourself this, in 100 years, will it even matter? No. But here's the thing that does matter. God loves you. God loves me. And he wants us to be consumed, and I'm speaking to myself as much as anyone, he wants us to be consumed with seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness. And if we'll focus on that, the things that really do matter, the things that we can actually be a part of, that he desires for us to be a part of, if we focus on that, he's going to take care of all the rest. Isn't that beautiful? Just one thing. Seek first the kingdom of God. Now, that's easier said than done, so help us, God, right? Let's pray. Father, we just ask that you would help us, help me, help us seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, Father, that we would desire your will to be done above all else, Father. That's what we meant when we surrendered our life to you. We said, not my will, but yours, Father God, and that's what we're asking. We want to be consumed with, concerned about, and caught up in the things that matter to you. If it matters to you, then we want it to matter to us, Father. And I just pray that you know the worries, you know the concerns of each of your children, Father God. And I just pray that you would wrap your arms around us, so we'd feel your comfort, we'd feel your love, Father, and that we could focus on the things that we could actually control. We can control the controllables that you're telling us to focus on seeking first your kingdom. We can do that. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, this episode has encouraged you. You can download other episodes on my podcast. It's Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or you can go to my blog, beacatalyst.com. Now, go out there and make it a super, ultra, awesome, fantastic day. God bless.